This is KUNM. I'm Nash Jones. The Santa Fe New Mexican reports the jury trial of Tonita Gurule-Giron, the former mayor of Las Vegas, is set to begin today. Gurule-Giron was charged in December of 2019 with six felonies related to abuse of power, bid rigging, and offering and receiving bribes, according to prosecutors. She's pleaded not guilty. Prosecutors say the former mayor pressured city employees to give contracts to her boyfriend's construction company. The Las Vegas Optic reports the case was repeatedly delayed due to the COVID-19 pandemic, among other issues. A prosecutor in New Mexico says a man ended his trial and admitted that he killed his wife and four daughters in 2016 at their home in Roswell. The local district attorney, Scott Key, said Friday that 39-year-old Juan David Villegas Hernandez will face five life sentences following his no-contest plea to five murder charges. Villegas Hernandez acknowledged shooting his 34-year-old wife, Cynthia Villegas, and their four daughters, ages 3 to 14. Key said Villegas Hernandez fled to Mexico before he was arrested and transferred back to the U.S. in custody. Sentencing is scheduled for Wednesday at the Chavez County Courthouse in Roswell. We've heard a lot about wolf reintroduction in our region, but that's not the only carnivore environmentalists want to bring back. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
Historically, New Mexico and Arizona were home to many jaguars. The large cat was hunted to near extinction in the U.S., but a solitary few have been seen in recent years traveling up from Mexico. Now a group of environmental scientists are calling for a larger discussion about reintroducing the big cat. They've pinpointed an area of about 2 million acres between New Mexico and Arizona that they believe could be prime habitat for up to 150 jaguars. The scientists say it could be a haven for the species in the face of climate change. Eric Sanderson is with the Wildlife Conservation Society. He says it would likely be rare to see a jaguar in the wild.
But you might know that they were there. You might hear them in the distance. Sometimes they grunt in certain seasons, and so you might hear them on the landscape. And that would be an experience that nobody has had in the last 70 years.
Ranching groups have voiced concerns that the endangered cat's presence could bring new land designations and restrictions. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
The Mountain West News Bureau is a public media collaborative. This is KUNM.